This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, and tape delay throughout the country. And we are on the Internet as well. You can go to GCNLive.com. And you can download the archives. You can go to Republic Broadcasting, download the archives, or listen tape delayed next morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. And also the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. So, Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast today. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. I noticed I didn't get time to call you, and you didn't have the time to call me yet, but wind up on what you sent me last night.
Let's start with this.
I'm sorry?
I got an email.
Wait a minute. I ask you a question first.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Did you ever remember Wes Montgomery?
I don't think so.
He's a jazz guitarist, probably the finest jazz guitarist the world's ever going to ever know. He had five brothers. There were six of them. They grew up in Seattle. My age. He's dead. Wes Montgomery, A Day in the Life. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is that my computer is dying, and I tried to figure out what was wrong with it. And I looked at my mouse, and it had a bunch of food under it because I eat where I work on my computer. And my computer has been eating what I'm eating. Just kidding. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say this morning.
So what are you feeding your mouse? What are you feeding your mouse? Doritos?
I don't know, man. That's the scary part. I noticed that I am no longer needing to take supplements of anything. I'm eating better than I ever have in my entire life, and I'm healthier than anybody I know. I mean, literally, I'm literally getting younger. I'm not kidding. I'm starting to grow more hair. Mm-hmm. And in places I don't want it, but... yeah, you got that one. I'm a stand-up comedian. That's what I should have. That would have been my second calling. Mm-hmm. You know, just to be able to give you a glimpse. Your links out of the UK are a demonstration of why the English ruled the world. You'll get there when you go down the list. And a pattern starts to fall out. Not just what the articles are suggesting, but why?
Well, you want to start? Do you mind if we start with something I think is required? Give me one second here. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to go in that minefield. I'll let you do that, and then I'll walk where you walk. How's that sound?
And follow my footsteps.
Pull yourself up, and then like the computer did, then I'll know what not to eat. Okay. Just kidding.
Let's talk about independent media and broadcast.
We
broadcast
independent media.
Well, that's us.
That one.
Well, we are broadcasting on independent media, Genesis Communications Network. On the internet, it's GCN, as in Genesis Communications Network Live, GCNlive.com. Well, months ago, we were removed from the satellite, so some of our Earth stations or local transmitters were no longer able to pick us up on the satellite. And now, and we, you know, we're still on YouTube, and we're still on podcasts, and we're still Well, that's it. That's where I'm going. That's exactly where I'm going. So
the diet, there it is.
Well, yeah, this is like a stomachectomy is what for the diet. We have GCN and Republic Broadcasting. We have the YouTube channel. Ron Gibson picks us up and puts us out there every day. Thank you, Ron Gibson. But Natural News, and Joey sent this to me, and here's the headlines. YouTube is planning to delete all accounts that aren't, quote, commercially viable, end quote, starting December 10.
How so, did Natural News say that one? That, there goes another rubber tree.
Right. So it says content creators everywhere are starting to panic about an upcoming policy change over at YouTube that threatens to eliminate all accounts and channels on the Google-owned video platform that are deemed no longer commercially viable. In the accounts suspension and termination section of YouTube's termination by YouTube for service changes guidelines, the company explains that as of December 10, 2019, that's not too far away, YouTube may terminate your access on your Google accounts to all parts of the service. If YouTube believes at in its sole discretion that the provision of the service to you is no longer commercially viable. In other words, if you have a YouTube channel that YouTube employees decide isn't profitable enough for Google, then the company has now granted itself the option to completely shut down your account without warning or consequence. So this means that YouTube content creators who have built their entire livelihoods around the platform are going to need a backup option in the event that they're being terminated. And how many have done that? Well, heck, how to fix your transmission, how many to grow a garden, how many listen platforms are there, and video/listen platforms are there? And we're on one of them. We did not create it. Ron Gibson created it. And there were three broadcasters of information on the Ron Gibson channel, the Alex Jones show, Mike Rivero's, and USA Prepares. Alex Jones was banned. He's no longer on there, so it's just the two broadcasts, which is Mike Rivero's What Really Happened and USA Prepares. And it could be that we're going to be thrown overboard, too. And so I just want to tell you a couple other things that have happened. Excuse me. So we've had some detractors, and they've been pretty rotten, and I've gotten emails in the past. I haven't gotten any recently, but in the past, you will sell your farm, and you will take the proceeds from your farm, and you will give it to people who these emailers say they deserve the proceeds from our farm. Well, I think they should think otherwise. It's not going to happen. Well, so I shut down the email account, so I don't have to listen to those turkeys. So now no one gets to email me because I don't get emails anymore. There's no email that works. It's, you know, something like Instructor at USA Prepares. Instructor at USA Prepares. That's all shut down. Then these turkeys, these buzzards, these parasites, these perverts attacked me and Mike Rivero on the Ron Gibson channel. Well, there are no more comments allowed on the Ron Gibson channel. So it takes just a few jerks to ruin it for everybody. So people used to comment every day, every single day, And we got our share of bashing. And, you know, we're just volunteers. All of us volunteers. And, we're, you know, we didn't sign up to be bashed every day by a bunch of parasites. So now the comment section is down. You can't comment anymore. Nobody can. You can't say nice things. You can't say anything. So we're looking at, well, we used to have satellite feed. We used to get picked up. We used to get rebroadcast on Galaxy 19. That's probably down because that's not picked up from the satellite that transmits up from GCN anymore for USA Preparers. So that's down. The some of the radio stations that used to carry us, picking us up off the satellite, that's down. And so what's left? Well, Listen Live and, of course, the telephone listen line. But the telephone listen line is down, too. Why? Because there's what I found out yesterday and this morning is that there's a lawsuit that involves the telephone listen lines. So listen lines are down across the board. Telephone listen lines are down across the board. So if you go to GCNlive.com and you look up USA Preparers or any of the other broadcasts, and you say, so what's the telephone listen line? I know it's up there. It's on the website. Not anymore. It's not on the website anymore because of this lawsuit. Now, Genesis is not involved in the lawsuit. They are not a party in this lawsuit. Another company provided the telephone listen lines, and Genesis would provide the link to that telephone number. So Genesis Communications Network would say, if you want to listen to USA Preparers or any of these other broadcasts, here are the telephone listen line numbers. Well, they're removed now because the telephone listen lines are down now across the board. So that doesn't leave much, which means Rodney in Illinois needs to come on air with us if he has time and tell us what's next. And what's next is if Google shuts us down, not just us, but I mean, how to fix your transmission, how to adjust your clutch on your car, how to lubricate wheel bearings, how to fix your tractor, how to fix whatever it is. There's lots of great videos on YouTube. I think they're too long. I wish they'd get to the point, but sooner. But the information is really out there, and it's really valuable. But if it's not commercially viable, YouTube may shut it down. So what does that leave for USA Preparers and the independent media? Microbroadcasters. That's what it leaves. And other than that, it's smoke signals, right? And
bull roar. That's what I do. I get on top of my roof and I get out my bull roar.
Well, we can't do that.
That's it.
I'd like to do that. Have you seen the pitch of our roof, Rick?
Yeah.
Rick?
Yes.
It's 15-12. That means it goes up 15 inches for every 12 inches it goes across. So it's like almost like a church. But
gets closer to God. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do we do to get the word out if we choose to do it? Now, some of us may just say, the heck with it.
Is that with a capital W or is that just the normal word?
What?
The word, getting the word out.
No, this would be lowercase.
Yeah, well, I've got the Tourist Anonymous, actually. If you really paid attention, there is the one within the other. Check it out. That's why sound was a tool that was used. It went before the Bible was called that. Before Christians. That's what it was about, the word.
We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller. .com. So, what I've been talking about is what do we do? And there's not much we can do other than boycott Google. Okay? So, stop using Google. Stop using it. Don't do your searches on Google. Go to DuckDuckGo, D-U-C-K, D-U-C-K-G-O. Or StartPage, or someplace else besides Google. Don't patronize companies that are stealing your information and selling it. There's only, I mean, how much money does Google need? Really, they are number one in information theft, in my opinion. Okay, so telephone listen lines are down. I don't know if they're going to be coming back up. I can't control any of that. All I can do is kind of sit on the sidelines and watch. Just as you. All right, so where does Rodney in Illinois come in? Well, Rodney used to teach people how to get a small radio transmitter, whether it be AM or FM, called low power, LP FM, low power FM or low power AM. And you hook it up to the internet feed, so instead of your headphones to listen to your computer, what you do is you just hook it into the input of this transmitter. And it will transmit FM or AM at the frequency of your choice. So you find a frequency that's unused in your little hamlet or village or city, and you just start transmitting. And it comes under the unregulated part of the FCC's rules that you do not have to have a license to transmit because it's low power. How far does it go? Well, it depends. You know, it's not going to go 100 miles. It might cover your neighborhood and maybe, you know, a couple neighborhoods. It might do that. So if there's thousands of them, now we have some kind of a solution to get the information out. Because the telephone listen lines, for the moment, the ones that we're using are down, and we don't know if or when they will come back up. So that was just one thought. Things are falling down all around us. There's no shortage of assaults, 360 degrees. All kinds of things are happening. Our Congress critters are saying, y'all don't need to know what's in your food. We don't need to have labels for, you know, contents. No, we don't. I'm sure they don't want to eat that crap. But, you know, it's fine for the riffraff like us, you know, the GDP, and even people like us who know what's going on, they want to keep the information from us. So these guys are not representing our interests. They're representing their interests. Any comments, Rick?
Yeah, while you were doing all of that, my computer locked up. And it locked up on a specific website that now, let's say, Firefox is not responding, Windows is checking for a solution. That's when I did the Control-Alt-Delete. And it just jumped me. Good. That took all that time from the moment you went into commercial to this moment for me to get my computer back to me.
Well, we have a computer in the kitchen. It runs on Linux.
That's what I'm talking about. And Unix and Linux are non-hackable by definition.
Well, yeah, but Firefox locks up on some of these web pages.
It
just locks right up. And so that's not viable. And what we're finding out is if it comes from the Wall Street Journal, it locks up the computer. I don't know what they're sending us, but whatever it is, it locks up Mozilla's Firefox on Linux.
That's because they want you to use da-da-da-da-da. It's a war that is going on between AIs. I said that last week. I'm now reiterating it. And I'm watching how my computer is dying faster than me. It's a metaphor. And I'm still going to be a last man standing, but I can tell you that there's something going on here that humans, per se, do not yet get because you have not yet thought about it. That's what makes it real. But a computer has. And because it can do it faster. That doesn't make it superior because that part's algorithms. And that's why you and me are so important to the listeners out there. Because we're outside that box. And we give the extra edge of how we still will end up being last man standing. It will be like that with John Connor. It will be like that just like in the movies. That is the kind of war that's going on.
We'll be right back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the first public U.S. House impeachment hearing yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Ukraine did not end up investigating Democrats. Jordan also saying Ukraine eventually got nearly $400 million in the planned U.S. military aid. So he says in the end, nothing bad actually happened.
Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage.
The five-and-a-half-hour hearing featured testimony from two veteran diplomats. Facebook is taking action against fake accounts on its site. The social media giant's latest community standards enforcement report showing 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down this year, more than the 3.3 billion removed last year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This can be slight and
what are today's hot
today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds
during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, so I was hanging some curtains in a room we just finished in the farmhouse, and I decided I was going to use some 1x3 above the molding that I put up around the windows and the doors. And I don't like hanging heavy lined curtains, almost floor-to-ceiling length, that are really, really heavy on sheetrock or on the molding around the windows. So what I do is I take a 1x3 furring strip, I sand it, cut it to length, So it's the width of the window trim, and I nail it with 8-penny nails to the studs behind the sheetrock. So now I have a good surface to attach the screws that hold the traverse curtain rods up, and you know it won't fall off the wall. So I went to Lowe's because it was close, and I just happened to have a car and not a truck with me at the time. And I bought some 8-footers, and I bought 1x3, 8 feet long. And on the end, it said, this is Lowe's. Let me say it a different way, Lowe's. Top choice lumber. It had some knots in it, so it really wasn't number one. It's kind of like between number two and maybe number one. And on the barcode, on the end, where they would scan in, you know, to determine the price at the checkout register, it says made in Germany. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention, class, that wood in the United States, where there's plenty of trees, we can grow our own, believe me. Wood gets shipped across the ocean from Germany.
Oh, jeez. Go ahead.
And Finland. So we are now importing lumber from Finland and Germany. Now, if someone said to me, name things that we would import from Germany and Finland, lumber would not be on that list. But here it is. It's common now. It's in Lowe's. So all kinds of weird things are happening. Why? And by the way, it was nice, but it was not as nice as the 1x3s I used to buy that came from the United States, and it's way more expensive. A 1x3 is over $5 at Lowe's. 1x3x8 feet long. That's crazy. I don't know how anybody can afford to build a house today with lumber prices the way they are. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. And then since the Paradise Fire, you know, if that is to be rebuilt, that would probably remove most of the supply of sheathing 2x lumber, meaning 2x4, 2x6, 2x8, 2x10, 2x12, that kind of stuff. Wow.
You know, Vincent, when I was younger, we used to go up into Canada to get a sling, and you can define a sling for the audience, for $60. And that's why we built homes back then with 5-foot dug fir rounds. Mm-hmm. And the world and values, and it's all changing. My home that I built would have still been standing after your great-grandson was born if that fire up in the Okanagans hadn't happened. I built a home that was going to last 400 years. You know, sheet rod, excuse me. It's all changing in the way we do what we think is cool. And there's going to be an accounting shortly because of that, and that's part of the war I'm suggesting. You know, I remember when Tokyo had more logs in their bay than they would ever need for the next 200 years. Floating, you know, when they get the logs from Oregon or Washington or Canada.
Yeah, well, you know, it used to be that we would build houses the way you're talking about. We'd build them out of lumber. We'd post beams, heavy lumber. Flooring was 3/4 inch.
Your beam was always a solid tree, single tree. That's your beam.
Mm-hmm. And now we have houses that, and the siding would be, if you put siding on a house, you'd put it on a diagonal. You'd put the substrate on a diagonal because it's stronger. You'd nail it onto the, you know, the vertical studs. And the flooring, the subfloor, would be tongue and groove, same as the sheathing, if you will, on the side of the house.
Yeah, my nail was called never mind. It's just, you know, when you did logs, you didn't do nails. What you used was rebar and, you know, just big solid 1-inch steel going right down through it. You could have a hurricane. Now we call them geodesic domes. But, you know, back then, it's just different the way people do things now.
So what I'm saying is we used to use three-quarter tongue and groove for subfloors. We used to use it for sheathing for the sides of the houses. And then we decided that we don't need to put it on a diagonal. It takes too much time. Well, we'll just put plywood. And now it's these boards that aren't even plywood. It's kind of like a tar and some strands of fibers of sawdust. And then we nail vinyl siding on that. So there's not much strength. And what's happening, these homes are single-generation homes. So instead of that home that you pass down to your, you know, from grandfather to son to grandson to great-grandson, that can't happen with a vinyl house. It's impossible. The floors start sagging, the walls start creaking, the roof starts sagging, and then they leak, and then they get moldy, and then you bulldoze them. So, and that's all within a generation. That's the kind of stuff we're building today. So to build a house, you know, the right way today is very, very difficult. And I'm trying to think, if we wanted to find some stone masons to build a stone house today, could we do it? And the answer is I don't think we could. I don't think so. Building a stone house is way harder than building a brick house, which is way harder than building a clapboard or a cedar-shaped sided house, which is way harder than building a vinyl sided house. So we're at vinyl today. And how long does vinyl last? Well, you know, until the lawnmower picks up a little stone and flies into and pokes a hole into the siding. And then you start having moisture in there, and then that's the beginning of the decay of the house. Vinyl siding. That's what we're doing. And that's why you see these homes getting blown apart. Blown apart by these storms. Literally, their homes are just scattered, like they're put in a.
We've been invaded up here with a new alien called black mold, and it's in our forests. Comes out of the ground like a mushroom, and goes, and everything dies. It's an alien.
Well, we have it here too. It's on everybody's roof that on the northern slope.
When you have that mold, you have to vacate because it will kill you. That's
where do you go?
From water.
Okay, where do you go? We didn't used to have this.
The moon. That's I've got a better idea, but yeah, that's what it is. Black mold everywhere now.
Okay,
and
so
I'm watching how that works. It's kind of interesting. I think we have been invaded. I think that it's right before our eyes, and an AI is one of their co-partners.
I think Google is one of their partners.
There
I think
you go. Now we're getting down to it.
Google and Apple and these government corporations, I think they're all partners.
Well, that's one side. Then there's the dark web, and then there's John Connor. We just keep coming back to him and little Radio Free America.
Okay, so in England, the United Kingdom, headlines say around 78% of the United Kingdom is opting to be cremated over traditional burial. Huh. Well, and they're saying that, geez, you know, all these dead bodies, they're really kind of polluting everything, and so we got to figure out another way, and so we'll just cook them, we'll cremate them, and we'll turn them into ash and water vapor. But it takes a lot of energy, so there's got to be a better way. So now they're thinking about dissolving dead bodies in water rather than cremating them, and it could save hundreds of thousands of tons of carbon dioxide emissions per year, experts claim. So
I think
water,
that's a moth. Stranger in a strange land, eating Raoul.
He was one of my instructors.
Yeah.
Isaac Asimov was one of my teachers.
Yeah.
I was very, 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 very fortunate.
Well, he was a visionary beyond even H.G. Wells. And in some sense, with iRobot and the whole concept of you know, understanding what is about to happen because of technology. Technology is not what you think it is. The dolphin have technology. You know, there's other mammals that do it differently because they don't have a thumb or fire does not mean they don't have technology.
You know, I moved the studio from one room to another in our farmhouse. And then I decided I was going to move it about 4 feet more after I landed in the new room. And there are about 15 power cords in order to run this studio. You're talking about technology. And it all has to be connected.
Where are you? You're not upstairs?
Well, I used to be on the second floor. Then I moved to the dining room. I guess you remember that.
Yeah.
I like the high ceiling and the...
That's where your mother used to nap.
Well, she would look out the window and just kind of zone. She'd love looking at all the wildlife and the animals and, you know, outside and that kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
I'm using my skylights on the second floor as gun turrets.
you're probably going to need them. From what I can
see, I already have used them, man. I can tell you. I have poachers and all kinds of creepy people coming onto my property with night vision. Isn't that interesting?
Well, we just had a little get-together this morning. Our family is a traditional 1950s family, so we eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner together. And the way it works is, I'll say to our boys, so what are your plans for today? And, you know, one will say, I'm going out to this field, that field. I'm going to be fixing the fence, or I'm going to be working on a tractor, or a customer's bringing a vehicle over. Or, you know, so Mrs. Finale says what she's going to do. I say what I'm going to do. So we all talk about what is important in our minds, and then we figure out who needs to help who with doing what, and then so we prioritize it. And this morning, one of the things is great news. Hunting season starts Saturday. So that means we're going to have poachers all over this area on Saturday, and they're going to kill the deer on our property. They're going to try to shoot from the road and kill the deer. And so we have to figure out exactly what we're going to do about that. And we will do something about that. And normally what we do is we've got communication set up along the road. We have a mile of frontage. And we just kind of interview the people driving down the road with their guns. And we welcome them. And we tell them, you know, it's great to see you. We can see you. We're watching you. And we've got a bunch of people who are watching you. You might want to keep on going down the road. Have a nice day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I've got great news for those of you who do not like yogurt. I just opened a container of yogurt during the break and ran over to the kitchen, grabbed Greek yogurt from the refrigerator. And for those of you who don't like yogurt, the good news is the 6-ounce size has now been improved to the 5.3-ounce size. So you do not have to eat as much. It'll save you time. It's great. That's where we are, Rick.
It's
the traditional 6-ounce tub is now 5.3.
Instead of doing that, you can just eat uncured raw milk.
Yeah.
Gives you the same bacteria.
So, Rick, we were talking about cremation. So, I believe that the United Kingdom is a test area for what is going to happen in the United States. So let's try
Silent
it out.
Silent green, that's what we really need, a big vat.
Well, I think we're going there. And if you watch The Walking Dead, you will see some scenes about, well, people get hungry.
Yeah, we're hungry. Yeah, that's that Daybreak one. I hate him. The principal, he doesn't like them when he eats them.
Yeah, the town is called Terminus. Terminus,
yeah.
Like in terminal. Well, end. And so you get to go there, and you get to be, you know, the equivalent of Soylent Green. So in England, they're talking about people should opt for a water cremation if they want to choose an environmentally friendly option, says a burial expert. Because, you know, you can save millions of tons of carbon emissions per year. You know, you and all your buddies, you know, when you just get dissolved in a water solution. It's called alkaline hydrolysis. So it looks like That is what, that's the new thing. I may, maybe if the millennials really, if this catches on with them, they can really make this popular. So instead of the traditional burial, burying formaldehyde-filled bodies in the earth, with, you know, in these concrete vaults, we can just dip them in this solution, this alkaline hydrolysis solution, and you get some discolored water when you're all done. Now the question is, what do you do with that? Do you flush it? Do you send it to the water treatment plant? And then, you know, that becomes tomorrow's drinking water or bottled water? I mean, what? This is a real problem. And I don't understand what the problem with direct burial in the ground is. I don't understand what the problem with that is. I don't think you need formaldehyde. I don't think you need to have wakes. I don't think you need to have, you know, all that expense of a funeral home. We didn't have it. When my parents died, there was no funeral home. My parents were not embalmed. I explained to the funeral home that put my parents' bodies in, they're just in body bags inside a concrete vault. That's it. No casket. Just a concrete vault, body bag, and they have clothes on. And I explained to the funeral director that I wanted them to be intact. No removal of teeth or fillings or body parts, because if I ever find out, I'm coming back to say hello. It'd be terrible. So I explained that, and that's what we did. So there's no formaldehyde involved in our family. Any comments, Rick, about
No, I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one. Okay. I have my own opinions about what life and death are and what decaying, you know, like when a ghost becomes a poltergeist. That's because that part of life force that gets trapped in metal also has maggots and other kinds of creepy that cause it to go from human to non-human like a corpse.
Do you have a preference for your own self?
Do I have a plan?
Well, preference.
A cell phone?
No. Do you have a preference as to how you would like to be treated upon your death?
Yeah, as least expensive and convenient as possible. That will probably be cremation here because the whole thing of putting someone in the ground in an expensive $2,000 casket is crazy.
And, I agree.
Mostly, I expect to find Lurch and some of the Adams family running those things. And I, you know, they're crazy. It's a creepy place. And the whole concept of it's worse than weddings.
I agree. That's why we didn't use one of those expensive multi-$1,000 wood or mahogany or cherry or steel or aluminum.
I'm still here. You know, it's like the, oh man, it's like there's the difference between life and death. What this is here is you in the future taking a break from work and doing a little virtual reality watching The Badlands on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.